Welcome. My name is Christina McConnell. Someone's in my maiden name. I've been McConnell for 10 years. I'm glad that you're all here to share the toilet paper. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that you are kind and merciful. Lord, we thank you that you are gentle to us. Thank you that you are perfect in all your ways. We ask that you would give us listening ears and open hearts to receive all that you have for us this day in whichever study our friends attend. Give me the words now to present your message clearly. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on in. Come on in. Give her the roll of toilet paper. Okay, so how many pieces did you get? Three. Tell me three things about you. What's your name?
My mouth is full. My name is Tanya.
Tanya. Hi, Tanya.
This is my third year taking release time.
Okay.
And I've been a substitute teacher for 25 years.
Well, that's 25 years, that's a big deal. Good job.
Yeah, a long time.
It is. Okay. Who got five pieces? You got a whole lot of them? I didn't tell you how many.
I don't.
I got carried away.
Just in case it was going to be a big prize.
Now it is a big project. You want to make it
a big project. Go ahead. You don't have to tell me it's a five. Yeah, tell me five things about yourself.
Okay, my name is Carolyn McKee. I recently retired from LA University after 33 and a half years. I have one son. I drive a Lexus. What else? I have a house.
Amen. Amen. Is that five things?
Yeah, that was five.
Okay. Anybody else?
Oh, with five?
How many pieces do you have?
Five.
Can you tell me five?
I got to tell you five things.
Start with your name.
Okay, my name is Lucille.
Hi, Lucille.
Yes, I am. My husband is from Ghana.
Okay.
And we have a son who is a firefighter. Yes. Yes, Lord. And then I love Jesus. Oh, and I really enjoy coming to this conference.
Good answer. You get the gist of this game. The icebreaker. So that you can know a little bit about your class, your students. Is it in any different location with adults? As you see, each one said, Our sister said, I didn't know how big my project was going to be. Imagine being coming to your class and say, who can tell me what we learned, what we talked about last week, and they all sit there and look at you. And finally, a child says, "Don't ask me. I wasn't even here." Are the children going to be discouraged, or is the teacher going to be discouraged?
The teacher.
And the teacher's going to. What's she going to ask herself?
What am I doing wrong?
What am I doing wrong? That's a good answer. Some might say, they weren't listening. Couldn't have been me. It had to have been them. And it's discouraging for the children, too. You see, the children are sitting there thinking, can't you just give us the new lesson? How can we change this picture? Review. Making it fun, making it exciting. God's Word tells us to review. Hebrews 2:1 says, we must give the more earnest heed to things we have heard, lest we drift away. So he says it right there in God's Word. In 2 Peter 3:1-2, he says, beloved, I write to you this second letter, both of which was to stir up your pure minds by way of reminders. that you may be mindful of words, things that were spoken before. He's not giving them new lessons. He's reminding them of what he's already taught them. And so that's what we want to do as well. It helps helpful for evaluating if we are, what we've taught. So a child, they teach, someone taught a child the memory verse. All we like sheep have gone astray. And they repeated it. And for us at CEF, we repeat it at least 8 to 10 times. And so that we know when that child goes home, they have it. And the child comes back the next day, next week, I know my verse. Can I say it? Can I say it? Isn't that what you want? Pick me, pick me. All we like sheep have gone to Australia. What happened? How about this one? I go to repair a place for you. Evan isn't going to need any repairing. Finally, no remodeling. No do-overs, right? It's going to be just right. What happened? It wasn't clear. The child did not get it clear. What review reinforces teaching. I personally had a, would say, Jesus would die. That's accurate, right? He was buried. That's accurate. And he rose again on the third day. That's accurate, right? Mm-hmm. So when my review was always iffy. If I had enough time, then I'd do a review. But that was where I would, play around with the review game. I was a new teacher. Until the child said, I asked the question, what happened? Jesus died and was buried, and what happened on the third day? And there I had my child saying, pick me, pick me, and informed me that Jesus had turned into a rose. Why? I don't use that phrase. I say he came back alive. That's much easier for me than to, if I say he arose, he came back alive. But mostly I don't use that. But how long had the children been going off with me thinking, review is important. I don't skimp on the review now. It was a hard lesson, but I. So it corrects faulty concepts that the child may have, and they can, like, I go to repair a place. It sounded right to them. So why use review games? Let's get to the. Why use review games? It helps with some basic needs of the children. So for activity, they've been either in school, they've been sitting around, and they, all that pent up energy gets stored up, it needs to go somewhere. So sitting still, even if they're sitting still, they still have that energy. It meets the need for achievement. They can be successful. They can be good sportsmen. They can listen well. So they're able to achieve that by answering the questions. We make two teams. I like to keep the same team so that during the week that team encourages their teammates to study the memory verse or pay close attention when we're at club. They can police themselves. Team Awesome and Team Fantastic. Different, some have Old Testament and New Testament, but you name them. They pick their names and they pick pirates and elephants, and you have to help them get scored away on their names. It meets their need for approval. Good job. Good answer. even when sometimes it's not, we still want to see good answer and then help them along. The need for new experience, teamwork, working together, kindly working together. And a need for friendly competition. And everyone's winners, and encourages team members to listen. It helps them work together. It provides opportunity to learn about the and it gives you an opportunity to learn about the children through your observation. Are they competitive? No, competition's okay, but are they hardcore, you know, bad sportsmen? And it also shows you how that child handles pressure when all his teammates are looking at him. And he was not listening, and now he has to answer the question. Of course, we let them raise their hand and volunteer the question. But when you have the same child all the time who is always answering the questions, then you have to figure out how to move that along. Mostly we want to have fun. We want to have fun. Even when you don't need, like today with the toilet paper. I had a great time with that. I knew what we were going to do. But the looks on your faces, that was fun for me. I'm sorry. Marcy, can you try to get my PowerPoint up? We want to use a variety of games. They're going to like one particular game, but we don't want to give them the same game. I have a teacher that I went to visit a month later, and she was doing the same game. And I thought, okay, she came back around to that game, but it turns out, they love this game. We play this every week. Well, that's great if they love it, but rotate it. Rotate it back. Don't do it twice in a row. I strongly urge you not to do it twice in a row. Let them play something else, and then let them look forward to something else. And then, 6 weeks later, bring that game back. Because they'll get tired of it. How about this one? Don't you love it? Not this again. No. Not this, not creation again. Well, you want to keep mixing it up so that they are encouraged. We read God's word. One time when we're done, one and done, no. We'll go back over because God has something different for us each time or something deeper for us. And it's the same thing with the children. It might be creation again, but because you've done your due diligence, you've studied God's word for your own heart and then studied it for their little hearts, for what your particular class has that week, you may say, this lesson is good for little Johnny, but little Johnny's not there. Maybe it wasn't just for little Johnny. Maybe it was for me and a different child. God knows that. So you want to be prepared and be excited about what you're teaching, and it'll come through, and the children will be excited, and they're going to listen. Oftentimes, our discipline problems are, not to say always, want to be one that says always. It's not in the child as much as it's in the teacher. And they come short of saying, "You're boring. Not again. Oh gosh, how does that feel?" Because we get tired, or we've got all life going on, and then we have this. Okay, I can do it. I can get this done, this done, this done, and then this. Something's going to have misstep. So we have to give our full attention, or we're studying the night before, or that morning, or on the way. It's going to come out, and on the review game, you'll see what comes out. Use discretion giving prizes. Use discretion. I personally don't do prizes because, first off, if you get start prizes at the Dollar Tree, where do you go from there? And if you get little prizes like this, You look at him and go, and the kids look at him and go. And where do you go from there, right? So I personally don't give prizes. Because what if there's a day I left the prizes or I didn't have the money for the prizes? I had to buy bread instead of prizes. I let the winning team. The losing team shakes hands with the winning team. And the winning team says good job. And the winning team says good job to the not winning team. We don't call them losers. The not winning team. And then the winning team gets to get their snack first. Or they get to leave first. That's their reward. It may be hard coming from prizes, from having had prizes to now, what? All I got was a... Where's that little prize now? But they'll get used to it. You can give them a sticker, you know, minimal, because this is every week. Or they get a sticker and then at the end of a series or end of a period, that's up to you. That's up to each person. I'm only telling you what I did. I mean, or candy. The schools don't like. I don't do candy because then I'll eat most of it before I get to the But the schools don't have a thing about certain treats. I have one school that wants carrots and celery. But not cookies. No cookies. You can give them crackers. Okay, so crackers and water, no. So
it's just, goldfish they like.
I know, but yeah. Some schools don't want to do that.
Those are crackers.
I know, but I'm saying my experience has been. Or you have to buy them in the little already made packages. Yeah. They don't want you to have taking a handful and put them in a bag.
Yeah.
So that's it on the prize. Okay. The main focus is not the prize, it's the material, it's the content of what they did, what they learned. And that's what you want to be excited about and have them excited and have that friendly competition. Woo-hoo-hoo. That's sometimes why if you have them on the same team. Okay, so the other side of that is, what if there's like two or three that are on the same team that never answer? So you can go maybe every few weeks and mix them up. Now this is your new team. Maybe two from this team switch out with two from that team, and little by little, you won't say, "Okay, Johnny, you go on that team." They get to have you for a while since you never answer. Since you're asleep. We don't know why they don't listen. Sometimes there's a variety of reasons. I used to have a little boy that as soon as he got to club, and the other kids would tease him and they'd poke at him, and he didn't care. He was just out. And he always wanted us in the front.
Oh my goodness.
I didn't want to say, "Oh, no, you sit in the back, you're just going to go to sleep." But he came every week. God's word says it doesn't return void. Okay, but he was awake when it was snack out. What can you do? Accept the student's answer at all costs. If at all possible. So if you give them an answer, Jesus, what happened after Jesus died, and they say he was buried. That's right. He was buried, and on the third day, he came back alive. That's right. He didn't stay dead. He came back alive. So you're going to want them to be have that sense of positivity, that sense of, I won. I got the answer right. I was a good listener. And we want to emphasize that everyone's a winner. Yes. They don't like to hear that. Oh, we're all winners, especially after the competition. We're all winners. We got the answers, they did not. But you know your children, you know how to talk to them. Each group of kids are different. Each teacher's different. God has made you perfect for that group. They're fun. They're fun to watch them. And when they have that victory, or they learn something, or they know something, and they're for sure of something, they're good. They have that. It goes inside of them. It goes inside of us, too. There's a new walk. So happy that the boy that's always sleeping finally
woke up.
Small victory, but hey, we want it. You want to write out your questions in advance. So you're not, let's see, what's a good question to ask? I'll do that, but I'll already have them written. So I'm like, I know it. I haven't asked it yet, but they know. But have them ready. Because that time that your portion of mind goes blank, being a woman of a certain age, I need everything written down anyway. Because my mind is goes blank. But it helps. It helps keep the children's attention. You're moving, you're going along, and you can get on to your next thing. Oh, like snacks. So use different types of questions. Not yes or no. Does Jesus come back alive?
Yes.
Okay. Is Jesus in heaven?
Yes.
Was that fun? That's not fun. Get their minds working. Thought-provoking questions. Have questions, some for the little ones. Different types. But some for the little ones, because most people have a variety of age range, right? So have questions for the lower grades as well. And so they're all going to raise their hand. Be sure you tell them to, they have to raise their hand. Because the first time that you accept a question that hasn't been hand raised, it's a free-for-all.
Yes.
And now you're being bombarded with, you have, with answers, and they're all good, but you don't get to accept them because you didn't raise your hand. We have what's called the up rules. Listen up, look up, sit up, hand up, zip up. So we're going to remember, we're going to do when we do our game, we want to remember the up rules, and then you might have a chance to go over them. I have our Spanish, the lady that's out in our bookstore, she's our Spanish coordinator, Spanish coordinator. And I always remember what she would say in Spanish, okay, pay close attention, sit up straight, put your hands on your lap. And so then all the kids are like little puppies that are ready to go. And then she'd ask a question, and then they'd shoot their hand up. It was a sight to see, because they're all standing up. Use questions from various levels and print the questions. If you're going to have the child read the question or read something, have it already printed for them. Use different types of questions. Is it a fact? Test Bible knowledge. Use some of these. Mix them all up. Like, what was wrong with Bartimaeus? In our story today, what was wrong with Bartimaeus? He couldn't see. That's right. He was blind. And how did Jesus heal the man that was by the pool?
He couldn't.
But the fact questions from your lesson, right? Spiritual truths that will help understanding. Why is it that the Lord Jesus could die on the cross for your sin? We want to say your sin, not my sin. Or our sin. We want to make it personal.
Because he was perfect.
Because he was perfect.
Without sin.
He was the perfect Son of God.
Right.
What is it that separates you from God?
Yes. Sin.
sin. Who can say a Bible verse that tells us about God's love?
For God so loved the world.
So those are spiritual truths. So we had some facts on the story and some spiritual truths. We want some application questions to help the child see how the lesson affects his life. Use the word
you.
It can be based on the main truth of the lesson, whatever the main theme was. If you know Jesus as your Savior, God wants you to obey Him. Name one special way you can obey God this week. Name one special way you can obey God this week.
I can read my Bible.
You can read your Bible. Very good.
I can obey my parents.
You can obey your parents. Very good. They can be based on the memory verse. How can you practice your memory verse today? So give them a challenge as well. Be kind to my brother. Or they might say, don't hit my brother. Either one is acceptable. You can encourage the child to give a testimony about maybe when they trusted Jesus. So application for the saved child. Of course, the unsaved child, we want them to be able to receive Christ, but that's something that God does. We sow the seed, and He brings the fruit. You want to be sure that the child understands how to play the game. The instructions are clear. I might know the game and have said it so many times, but I'm not really clear. I'm getting it out because I'm thinking they know it. Zomp. Okay, so you're going to draw the numbers until you get a zonk. Who knows zonk?
Oh, you're in retreat.
Okay, so there's numbers, there's points in the bag. In here I have cards with points, and there's a zonk. Now, you get up to three chances. You pick the points, 200. Now, at any time, if you get zonk, you lose all your points for that. Not all the points other than the whole team, but for that child. So do you want to put in the kids that once they know that zone, zone, brother, zone, zone. They pull again. You'll have those ones that want to go for the, all three, and others that say, 300, 200 points is good enough for me. So I've explained that. Now they know when they come up, they know how to play. But the way I explained it the first time, there's points and a zonk in here, so you pull out three times until you get a zonk. But they're going to think they have to pull out. They have to pull three times. You can stop any time. Well, that's still not clear. They're children. They're not real clear on that. So you want to make whatever game you're teaching, you want to make sure that they have to understand it. It's best if you have the instructions written down so that you can read them, so that way not so much read them to them, but be able to explain them clearly. Because sometimes you have to go back, what was that again? Explain the rules every time for the game. Because there might be children there that were not there before. So maybe everybody's played this game five times. But please, not in a row. But there might be a new student there. Keep the rules simple. And keep the game within the allotted time. Games can go on 20 minutes. You can have the whole time period for games. But you want to say 5 or 10 minutes for the review. That's why you want to be ready with the questions written down, with the instructions clear, so that you can get as many questions out and as many answers. There's games where they work together. There's games that create competition. There's games that, and we've given you a list. And I'm going to give you a list of icebreakers, including the toilet paper. And some other games. But right for now, Miss Margie is going to come and give us a demonstration of some games.
Okay, so who's ready to play game? We have game awesome here. We have team awesome here and team fantastic. All right, so we have a game that's called Tic-Tac-Noe. And right here for team fantastic, they're going to have the symbol of heaven. And for team awesome, we're going to have the tomb and the cross. All right. Oh,
awesome.
Awesome. Fantastic. Okay. Okay. So fantastic's going to have the cross. Okay. And they're going to have the heaven. All right. So our first question is, why is review time important? First team, anybody? Review time is important.
To learn God's word.
To learn God's word, yes. But also to
see what you know.
See what you know. To see what the children the children taught, right? Okay. So. Pick one out. This is not a song. This is called Tic Tac Noe.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So behind it, she has the symbol that says where we're going to put our little sticker at. So we're going to put it right here. Okay. So in back of it, we have your little envelope. You can put all of your game pieces in it. Okay. Next question is, what was the example that Miss Christina used when a child was confused about what she said when she was reviewing?
You mean when she said a rose? Says
that's it.
A rose?
That's it. Yes. Okay. Now we have the symbol to the left side. Okay. So the first person to get tic-tac-toe no would win the game. But let's say that they pulled out the same symbol as this one or this one. Then they would block them out. So that's the way to make the game very interesting, right? Okay. So that is one way that we play this. That is the way that we play this game. Okay. Next game, and we have that for you. We have that. We have a master here made up for you.
We'll go to you after.
Yes. Okay. Another game that you can play.
Is it on the sheet?
That one we'll be giving you. The one that's on the sheet. Here's some that are on the sheet. The one that is on the sheet has the sign of the Trinity on it,
right,
on your handout. And the way that you would play this is that you would put these in a pocket chart,
which we made.
And so you would put them right here. And it's just making the match up. So you would ask your question. What is our memory verse for today? Okay, what is a memory verse that teaches about God's love?
John 3:16.
All right, good job. That's right. Good job raising your hand. Okay, now you pick two and see if you can match them.
Okay.
Yay! Yay! Good job.
So it's concentration. But it's also the Trinity. God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Okay, so that's one way that we teach the game.
And again, we put them in a folder, we put them in a envelope in the back so that we can find their name. Mm-hmm.
Another game that we have that you have your little shoes on it. Same way, we could play it like that, or you could put it on the table, and then what the children would do is they would come up and they would pick one, And then you would ask them the question. Okay.
Which way are you going?
Yes.
Oh boy.
Okay, so in our review, why is review games important?
So we make sure it's sinking in what they're
doing. Right. Oh, I forgot to tell, and I'm not explaining the rules. The way this goes is that you would ask a review question. If they answer correctly, they would choose a footprint, all right? You turn it over to see if you're going into the right direction, something that pleases God, all right? And then...
Are these both going in the wrong right direction?
No.
All right.
What do you call this one?
This one is... steps.
It's on your handout.
It's on page 3.
Page 3.
And the masters are on the last page.
Okay. All right. So there are the instructions as well for that game as well. All right. So let's see. Shall we give it a try?
Yeah.
All right. So. She answered it. Why is review important?
I didn't raise my hand, though.
Okay, next person. Who can tell me the answer? Why is review time so important?
It enforces good teaching.
Good job! All right. Come on up and grab two pieces to see if we're going in the right direction. Two shoes. Are you walking in the right direction?
Okay.
All right. And then whichever team has the most steps going in the right direction.
Okay, where's that one?
Gets a treat first.
Yeah. All right.
Now do I have to show what I have?
Yes,
you
do.
They're going
saying the same thing. Oh! Do I have to keep this one?
It's not a good one. Okay. This is a good one. I pray. This is not so good.
What is that?
But if she cheats, she's got the magic. She's got the one that's going to help her. The answer to help her. Not to cheat. So see, you can take every little opportunity to reinforce what you taught your children. Just even if they picked an answer that wasn't working out, you can take that and switch it around and help them to reinforce what you just taught them. So take advantage of every opportunity that you have in your review game, and teaching that reinforcing of the children of what they've learned. All right, so that's how we make get fun.
Take to the envelope and the pieces are.
Okay. Let's see. Do we have time still?
Yeah.
Okay, great. All right. This was
10 minutes.
Oh, this was the one for tic-tac-toe. This is tic-tac-toe. We already talked on that. Okay, this one involves some action in it. What this team will do is they'll pick, we're teaching Christ 2, and what you're going to do is these have some actions in them, and it's you're playing charade. Okay, so one team is going to pick up the slip, and it's going back to heaven. So you have to do something that says going back to heaven without actually saying anything, and your team has to guess. And they have 15 seconds to keep pulling one out, and they have to get, that team has to guess. For every correct one they get 100 points. So, with that.
So they could do more than one?
They could do more than one.
Many right. 15 seconds.
And 15 seconds. Right. Okay? So, let's see. After we pick the ID. Okay? Anyone?
No.
Yeah. Okay, question is, let's see. You ask a question.
What? Tell me one type of question that you can ask. I gave you an example of four.
Oh.
Review question. You could ask that.
Fact.
Oh.
Good job.
She stumped me
there. Okay, so then comes down over here. Your team has to guess what you're doing. First one to guess, and you pick another one. Okay? Okay, so. Okay, team.
One,
come on,
one,
grab.
She's repenting.
Blessing.
Healing.
All right. So they got two, okay? All right, let's try this.
So you get 200 points.
Okay, now, this team. Can you name another way of reviewing?
Application.
All right. Okay.
Oh, I choose.
Yes, come on up. You have to do the charade.
One more for 15 seconds.
Okay, as soon as she picks it. Okay.
Teaching.
Admonishing.
That's right. Discipline.
And time.
Calling people.
Explaining.
Telling people about Jesus.
I was looking here that says teaching, so I thought, oh yeah, that's it.
We went all the way.
All right. Yeah. There's also a game that you can get your children out of their seats. Okay. So, let's see, another question.
Oh, I should have done it.
What else? And then should you always make time for review?
Yes.
Okay. Great. Okay, pick a card.
But since we don't do yes and no quite answers, how long should your review be? About how long?
5 to 10 minutes.
Right.
Okay. You want me to get up and act it out? Mm-hmm.
Yes, we would all do it. Oh, you would say it, and the whole team does it.
I don't really understand. Oh. Can you get up and turn around and act it out?
Right. What you're going to do is you're going to read it, and the whole team has to do it.
Oh.
Okay.
You're reading now. We
don't want to hear.
Oh. Yes, everybody has to.
Stand up. ABCs.
Okay, so you can say the memory verse.
Say the memory verse.
Okay.
So we can stand on one foot, say John 3:16. Ready? For God so loved the world that he gave his only son. Good job.
So depending on your space that you have, you can make the question, you can make the actions that fit your. If you're on a bus, that might not work.
Right.
But it's just the idea of just an example.
Yeah.
They can go like this. They can go like this. And they're seeing,
right? Okay. So let's try this action. All right. Come on up. Read it to your team. Ready?
Do what? Act this out?
We're all going to act this out. So you're going to tell them what we're going to do.
I'm going to tell them myself.
All of us.
Clap your hands behind your back 4 times.
Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4. All right, good job. So the whole team did it, so the whole team gets 400 points. Great. So see, that's ways of getting it nice and fun. All right.
So those were those different from the,
questions,
the acting out is different from, you wouldn't put the acting out ones and the green ones that you had in the same?
No.
In the same, okay.
These are on a slip of paper.
Right.
These are on a little card.
Okay.
card.
Okay.
This is a charade. Uh-huh. And this is telling you specifically
what to do.
Yeah.
Okay, on this.
And I
this
said it like that because that's the only difference. They're still going to be active.
This one is where you're going to ask a question. The team is going to, the child that answers correctly is going to grab this and try to make it in the basket as you're moving it or staying still so the child can have a chance to. I normally have something a little bit bigger because I know. So then, let's ask a question.
Is this your first time at conference?
No.
Yes.
Yes or no answer. Let me ask it better. How many times have you been to conferences?
Counting today?
Twice.
Twice. All right. Oh, good job.
So be consider your group when you have them throwing stuff. Consider your group if you're holding them. So, and your location. So these are just ideas,
right.
And all these ideas you can write through your notes. You can write on those. Okay.
Okay.
Very good. So vary the time from week to week. So we had an activity at the beginning. We would do a couple of things, and then we would do the memory verse with a repetition game. So that would have the kids active in the middle, and then at the end we would do the review game. So that's three different things that you have them doing. At the beginning, if not an icebreaker, you're doing songs that have motions, right? So their opening song could have motions, so that you're getting them moving around. The game at the beginning creates promptness. At the middle, it gives them a little freedom of activity, gets them some of the wigglies out. And at the end of the hour, they can test for how careful they've been listening. They vary them. Have fun with them. Don't let it stress you out. Pinterest has lots of games. We have games at Child Evangelism Fellowship in our store, in our booth here. Book of games. Be creative, but don't do the same thing each time. Father, we thank you for your kindness. We thank you for our good listeners today. Lord, let them take what they learned in your children. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you.